Okay, so previously on our Shirim on Amira, so we've discussed what is the role of Amira in Kiddushin, right? Is Amira really just like very important central pillar of Kiddushin? Do we really feel that Amira really contributes something to the process of creating Ishos? That was, right, one option that really seemed to come up in the Gemara with, you know, oh, well, right, clearly Kihikach means he needs to do, let's say, the Nesina, right? Is the Amira an important part of that? And that's kind of the direction Tosos Rid was pushing us towards, right? You know, clearly the Nesina is the Ikar, right? Is Amira also important? And that, those are the two tzadim in the Gemara, right? And that's our Safek, right? Why shouldn't Amira be important? I think, right, our basic understanding is, you know, just like anywhere else, we assume, right, let's say if there's a Maisa Kinyan or there's a Maisa Ishus, right, that Maisa mostly speaks for itself. So you need to know what they intend, and their intent is obviously important. But what really sticks is the action. There is an area of halacha where the verbalization is critical, right? Hafla, there's a whole sefer of the Rambam called Hafla. Hafla literally means, right, expression, verbal expression. And that's Nidarim and Nazir and Shavuos and right, all about making things hektish or making things formally usher, or making yourself into a Nazir by saying it, right? So there are areas where the expression is actually, right, really a critical part of the halacha. So maybe Amira is actually important to Ishus too. Again, we have the two models of, do we want to compare a Kiddushin more to the world of Kinyanim, right? In the idea of it's a formal action that creates a legal reality, right? By saying, oh, okay, some legal event has happened here, particularly some legal event between two parties, in which case Amira might not be so important. We need to know what they mean. We need to know that they mean the Kinyan, but the actual Amira in and of itself is not necessarily key. Or do we want to compare it to Hekdesh, right? From the Lashon Kiddushin, and not as opposed to Lashon Kicha. And then it's about, right, more about the formal declaration. It's more about, right, sort of crystallizing, in this case, in, right, with words, and in Kiddushin, with words and with the Maisa Kinyan or with the Maisa Kiddushin, right, that says, oh, you know, this legal reality is going to be true, right? Kinyanim are mostly about some legal reality between two parties, right? So you have a kone and a makne. You have, right, Ish and Isha, and they're creating issues between them. So potentially you say, okay, right, what matters most when two parties are interacting is, right, there's this formal legal moment which everything shifts, right? Wherever, you know, the fulcrum point. When it comes to, let's say, Hekdesh, there's no interaction between you and God, or you and the base of Hekdesh, and you and Hekdesh, right? You declare it, and by declaring it, it is so. Right? He's been Kodesh Shem Shemayim on it, so now it is Kodesh. In which case, what really matters is, right, is the declaration. So by Ishus, by Kiddushin, right, is it more important that they have made this declaration, or is it more important that they've made this agreement? Right? How much do you want to, and I think this is just, you know, I'll zoom out for a second, right? How much do we want to look at Ishus in the terms of something that the two of them agree to and they make together? And how much do you want to look at Ishus as, you know, a holy estate, you know, that is decreed by God, right? As like this holy chalos, you know, that suddenly, I don't know, suddenly they start glowing. What's the emphasis? How much is it about their agreement to each other and their commitment to each other? And how much is it like, no, there's like this chaloshim ishus and they suddenly start glowing and, you know, and, you know, kalinoi v'chasuda and like, I don't know, there's just like, they're like sparks and fireworks because there's like a chalos kedusha, right? So you say, oh, harei mikudesh asli b'tabazu, you know, is it just like, okay, they've agreed to be married? Or no, right now, like it's like there's a chalos ishas which suddenly makes them, you know, you know, a unit. I don't know if you want to like emphasize the different psukim in Bereishis that we talked about. Yeah, how much is it? Ezer kenegdo, or even like the meeting of their minds, or how much is it? Like, no, they're like one cell in Elohim that's like, you know, being rejoined. Right? But if so, it's more the like chalos of hektish potentially than the more contractual, or maybe even, you know, like about creating common consent, but not necessarily about creating like this chalos of kinyan, or, you know, of a maisa that pinpoints it. Okay. So the Amira question actually could be very significant about what world you really want to pull Kiddushin towards, right? Or not really towards, but which one do you think is dominant, right? One way, a little bit, it's sort of like to escape or to be, you can either look at it as a way to escape this question or to embrace this question, depending on your perspective, is to say maybe they're both. It's a classic problem with Tzvedinim. Either Tzvedinim is a way to just like avoid the issue and be like, oh yeah, they're Tzvedinim. So then, you know, like I don't have to like decide which one's right, because like they're both right and they're in elements. Or maybe really, yeah, they're really both there, right? There's the Gemara says, you know, we use Lashon Kinyan, we lose Lashon Kiddushin, because they're really both of these things happening. I'm very, very a strong proponent of saying that they're both really there. They're both there in the Psukim. They're both there in the Gemara. And at least, right, according to a lot of Rishonim, both the Nesina and the Amira are both, right, two equal and critical components of Ishus, right? So Ishus is both about, right, the agreement between them, but it's also about this metaphysical thing that's happening between them. So I think it actually works out very nicely. But then, even so, right, you could still say, all right, one of them could be more dominant, one of them could be more ma'akev, one of them could be more controlling of a factor. Right. So then the question is, okay, you know, it's nice that you really want both, but then like, how much are we going to say, oh, you need the Amira, right? Or no, just like if you do the Kiddushin, the Maisa Kiddushin, there's no Amira, but we know what they meant. So maybe like, you know, the whole Chalos comes Agav, right? The fireworks get triggered, you know, even though no one lit the fuse, but they just spontaneously combust, I guess. Right. Well, the fireworks can do that. Don't, you got to store them properly. Hey, so what happens with the Amira Lamaisa, right? You know, let's test our theory about, you know, the criticalness of Amira, right? So we saw Shitos that said that it's Ma'akev. I'm just going to zip back for a second, right? The Mordechai and the Rajba said, you don't actually need to verbalize it. As long as we know what you mean, you're fine, right? The Meiri and his Rebbeim and the Riaz both made a big point that no, like Amira is clearly critical, right? Now, what comes out of that question is then, okay, if we go back to the Gemara, the early easiest way to read the Gemara was to say that the Gemara is asking whether or not Amira is critical, right? We know that he needs to do the Nesina. Does he also need to do the Amira? Right? Okay. The assumption question is, okay, ki ikach. So he needs to do the kicha, but maybe the kicha, right? Maybe that only means kiddushin, and the maisa, the nesina, but not the actual amira. Maybe the amira is not so important, right? That's the most obvious way to read the Gemara, I think. Right? Then, you know, just pull up the Gemara for a second. Nasan huva amarhu mikudeshas. Nasan huva amarhi ene mikudeshas. Nasan huva amarhi sveika v'cheshina midrabana. Right? It's a suffix. So one easiest way is say, okay, the suffix is whether or not Amira is, you know, is equal partner with Nesina. Right? Now, the other confusing factors is that the Gemara then says Sveika and Cheshinan and Midrabanan, which kind of just says, wait, what's going on in the rest of this in the Gemara? What's the Gemara actually not sure about? Okay? So one way to sort of break the whole thing apart is to say, well, who says that the Gemara really is misipic about the role of Amira, right? Maybe the Sveika is not on the role of Amira, right? Maybe the Suffolk is about who says the Amira, right? I mean, is this Sveikahi? Sveikahi on whether Amira is important, or Sveikahi is about whether Amira Amra he is problematic. Why? So I'm just making this up. I haven't seen anyone kind of say this. But the Lashon in the Pasuk that we learn out that he needs to do the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, it's learned out from where?
It says Yikach, and that's him.
Right, which is the Lashon of?
Kinyan, I would say.
Right, which right in the Gemara we generally treat as the Lashon Kinyan. Right, if Lashon Kinyan is the source of, or that he needs to do the Ma'aseh Kinyan, right, he needs to do the Kiddushin, so then maybe we could say, oh, well, actually, you know, maybe Amira is just as important as we were postulating, right? Maybe we could say, yeah, those Shittos who we said, you know, in the previous Yurim really think that Amira is very chashuv, can totally say at the same time that the Gemara, while acknowledging that, thinks that Nasan Anuva Amrahi is not a problem, right? Because maybe, just like they're both important, they can also be separated, right? Maybe they're important, but in different ways. If you're really willing to go the Tzvi Dinim, right? So there's Tzvi Dinim as like, oh, they're two components, but they're just two parts of like the same thing, right? And then you say, oh, okay, well, there we have these two parts of X. So if he needs to do the Kiddushin and they're both part of the Kiddushin, so he has to do both elements, right? But we can actually say they're really Tzvi Dinim, right? They're both necessary. They're both important. But nobody said that they are the same thing necessarily, right? If you said, oh, the Gemara makes this big deal, saying, oh, there needs to be Lashon Kiddushin and Lashon Kicha, right? Maybe we can actually split between them, right? They're really Tzvei Dinim. Or two Dinim. I guess Tzvei Dinim in general kind of feels like it's always somehow connected, right? They're two distinct Dinim. So maybe the question is, just because Amira is important, right? So one option is, okay, the suffix is how important is Amira? Or we know that Amira is important, but maybe, right, it doesn't matter who says it. Or, right, and this is like the boring option, but legitimate, but boring. The suffix is just, you know, is much more like, maybe we don't care about Amira at all, and we just have no idea what's going on in their heads. And then it's a Matthias question, right? The Sveika is, I don't know, right? Nasan who? And then she says something. Just because she says something after he gives it doesn't mean that it matters. How do we know what's going on in his head? But how could we change that case up a teeny bit? And then we'd know.
I think I saw this somewhere, but the fact that he's giving shows that
he gives it to her, and then she says, "Harei ata mekudeshli." He gave it already, or he's about to give it. But let's just, she says it, and then he gives it, which I think is the case you're suggesting, right? If she says, "Harei," you know, "Harei ata mekudeshli betabas," you know, understanding under a chuppah, and then he gives her a ring, right? So then we definitely know what he meant to do. Right, so then then maybe an achnami wouldn't be a sveika. Right? If you really want to go with this whole suffik idea, that it's really a suffik b'mitzias, and we just have no idea what he thinks. Right, I think that's very extreme, but there is a shita like that, so don't worry. Right, and then we could say, oh well, actually, Amira is not important at all. Okay, fine. Then obviously, like you can just sort of avoid the whole gemara and be like, oh, chayshinam nidabanan, and say, well, you know, we're choshish midrabanan, and the whole question is darabanan, and either, right, daraisa, darabanan, there's some sort of extreme in either case. So, just for an example, right, the shita lenodolimi says, oh, midaraisa, of course it's kiddushin. Nobody says anything about Amira and the pasuk, right? Chachamim gazru, because it's similar to other cases, which actually are a problem. So we just don't want people to start messing around with the tekes. Just do it like it says in the book. You know, and there's this book called the Madrich, which, you know, is supposed to tell you how to be Masada Kiddushin properly and write the Ksiva properly so you just don't mess it up. just like follow the instructions and don't mess around. And if you do, like, the Rabbanan are wagging their fingers at you, right? But Midrash, of course it works, because no one said anything about Amira, right? Now, the Kishmak is that the Rif says the exact opposite, right? Medina Pshitalan Delo Havu Kiddushin, right? Obviously, it's not Kiddushin. Kivin the Amira, the Amrahi, right? Of course you need Amira. And he needs to do the Amira because he's supposed to be in the Kaddish. Ela Shechachamim Hichmiru Badavar. Right? And the Rambam says it's actually a Safek. Velo Hizkir Midrabanan Klau. The Rambam just actually drops the word Midrabanan. And he said, and the Ran understands that Efshar the Midraisa Sharia, you shouldn't Ikal Meim. And then he says, oh, maybe like you can start using Chazakos to deal with the Safek. But he thinks for the Rambam, it's just a genuine Safek. We just don't know. Right? Is Amir Ma'akib or not? Right? But these other two opinions are basically saying what? You know, it's really all the Rabbanan, because either obviously Amir works, or obviously Amir is important, or even Amir is obviously not necessary. Okay. Fine. The Ran himself, right, offered the option that obviously Amira is necessary, right? But maybe Nasnahi, Va'amarhu, Nasanhu, Va'amrahi, right? Vishasak, Harehu kimaskim ledvareha, right? Kivashu shosik vishasanesina, Yeshlomashu maskim ledvareha, Avakishlo pirish, Havalekim dabri mal, Iske kidusha, Nasan laki dusha, Velo pirish, right? Maybe shtikas kehoda. So it's as if he actually did Amira. You have other people who are saying, oh, what's the suffix? It's not a suffix about whether or not Amira is important, right? We mean the Ran saying, look, we need Amira. Obviously, we need Amira. The question is whether or not we can count this as if it was Amira, right? And we're going to see, again, these are like backs and forths. You know, we shouldn't say, obviously, of course, you need Amira. And obviously, oh, you don't really need Amira, right? So the Mishnah Melech says, based on the Yad Ramah, the time of Dimisapkulan, Binasan Huva Amrahi, we have no idea why he's giving it to her, right? He gives her a ring, or he gives her money. Okay, maybe he's giving it for kiddushin, or to watch for him as a shomer, or as a matana. And when she says, "Hareini mikudesh aslach b'zeh," maybe he just thought that. I was like, okay, that's just weird and silly, but like, okay. Not going to be mitachis to that. Right? So the Ramah says what? If he says yes afterwards, that's fine. Right? Now the Gra on this, the Shulchan Aruch brings this down. Okay? The Gra on that says what? Yeah, but you know why? Because if you say Hain, then you just did Amira. Right? So it's the exact same case. The Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Yad Ramah, right, he's a Rishon from before the Ramban in Spain. He's saying if he says Hain, if he says yes, then of course, then we know that he means it, right? So the Shulchan Aruch passes that, but the Gra turns around and says, it's not because it's Biror, it's not because that now we know what he's thinking. Right? The Adramah is saying, of course we don't need Amira, we just need to know what's going on in his head. But we have no proof. Right? So if he says yes, so then we know. The Gra says no. That's not why we think that saying yes would work. Because the word yes, right? If you say yes to something that someone else says, right? When you say amen, it's as if you said that whole thing. You said, right? Ditto. So that's a copy paste, right? You did amira, right? So there's two opposites of the Ran says, obviously you do need amira. The Gra says, obviously you need amira. Our question, our suffix is whether or not you have amira. Right? And the Ramah is saying, oh, obviously we don't need Amira, we just need to know, but maybe we don't know, right? The Rajba just shifts it and he says, oh, we need Amira, we don't need Amira, we need Beirur, but we need objective Beirur. So it's not Din and Amira, but we need the Edim to be able to testify to it. So unless everyone says what they're thinking, it's just not going to work. Right? So it's the same like Gemara, it's the same, you know, Shaka Vitaria, and it's the same, oh, you need Amira, but it's not because Amira is important in and of itself. It's a method for us to have, you know, something that's clear enough that the Edim can testify to. Okay. The Mi'iri says this, right? It says like this: Ikar kiddushin kesefu sheha ish nosin leisha kesef o shava kesef v'yomer la harei amikudeshes li. Right, he has to say amira. Amira is critical, right? Nasan he va'amrahi ratzolomar hareini mikudeshes lach bekesef zesh and atata li harei him kiddushin safik v'choshishin midrabanan afal pisha safik torahu. Shari ikar hasafeku bechiyikach im rotze lomar nesina lechuda o nesina ve'amira. Why does this miri make me very happy?
He distinguishes between nesina and amira very nicely. Your spade didn't mention it.
Right, sharpen that. Right, what do you, why? But yes.
Because before we were talking about Nesina is, I think we were saying it's like more of the commitment of the two parties. And then Amira was more of the Chalos Kiddushin aspect. So now he's just very obviously separating them. That's all I really got.
Okay, good. I'll sharpen that, right? Over here, at the beginning, he said, what is Kiddushin Kesef? Sheyehei ha'ish nosen le'isha kesef, o shava kesef, v'yomer la hare'at mikudeshesli. Right? And this is also a Meiri who said, if you have a shtar and you want to be Mekadesh b'shtar, and the shtar says in it, Hareat Mekudeshesli, you still need to say verbally, Hareat Mekudeshesli. Why? Because the definition of Kiddushin is you give the Isha a Kesef, right, or a shtar, and you say Hareat Mekudeshesli, and the Edim need to hear you say Hareat Mekudeshesli, right? Because for the Meiri, Amira is definitional to Kiddushin. How does he read our Gemara? The suffix in the Gemara isn't whether or not you need Amira. Of course you need Amira, says the Meiri. Right? Our question is when we said, Hasafiku b'chiyikach, when the Pasuk said, Kiyikach ishisha, im rotze lomar nesina l'chuda, does it mean to say that the kicha, the nesina part of Kiddushin needs to be done by him, but the Amira could be done by either of them? Oh, Nesina ve'amira, right? When the Torah says ki yikach, that he needs to be mekadesh her, right, against the Havamin on Gimel and Beis, that it's just, you know, sort of an equal party proposition that either of the two parties can do it, right? It's, no, right? Ki yikach, she's nichnasa l'toch beis, so she needs to be mekadesh. So does that only apply to the kicha, right? To the kinyan aspect or to the amira as well? Right? Meaning what? Even though Amira is obviously a critical part of Kiddushin, right? We're still open to the possibility that you have Amira and you have Nesina. Those are two separate things. You obviously can't get rid of Amira. I mean, so far everyone else has been saying what? Do I need Amira? Do I not need Amira? Or yes, I definitely need Amira and Nesina together, right? But does this count? What the Meiri is saying is, oh, on the first branch of do I need Amira, do I not need Amira, he's saying, of course I need Amira. But he's not saying, oh, okay, does this count as Amira, does it not, or not? He's saying, but maybe just because I need Amira, right, and the Nesina needs to be done by him, who says that applies to the Amira as well? Right, normally what you do is either you say you need Amira, and therefore, if you need Nesina, and therefore, of course, you need Amira and Nesina together, right? But maybe I have that. Or I can downplay Amira and say, well, you know, maybe I don't really need Amira so much, right? Maybe I don't need it at all, right? Which is what the Yad Ramah said and what the Rajba and the Mordechai said. Or you say, no, of course you need Amira. Amira, I mean, Amira, right? But then he's, right, what did the Ran say, right? What did the, you know, and the Riff and the Gra and we had a lot of other Shitas. I'm just, you know, gonna, who else did we quote recently? Ryan Tosos Tuch and the Riaz say, you know, they said, of course you need Amira. Our only question here is whether or not you have Amira, right? you know, the Ron says, oh, maybe shtika kehoda counts, or maybe saying hain after, you know, maybe like a question is like, maybe his like, you know, his saying yes counts as like an amira also, right? But our whole question is just, you know, of course we need amira. So the question is, how do we have amira here? Does this count as amira? Right? The Meiri is saying, on the first question, yes, I need amira. On the second question, maybe I don't need him to do the amira. Right? So he's saying, I definitely need amira, but I don't definitely need to put it together with Nesina. Right? I think he's the first person we've seen who's open to that. Right? And what's great is that he just tells you that very clearly, right? And the other Shitos have said what? Like a Rav Ramana Har. He said, oh, amira is not necessary. Amira is Beirur, right? Our question is whether or not he needs to even do the Beirur, right? We need to clarify what they're doing here, right? But part of his job of Ki Yikach is that he needs to cover all of his bases, right? He needs, it's like due diligence. It's like a due diligence clause, right? He needs to dot all the I's. Right. If all the dyes happen to have been dotted, you know, but he didn't do his due diligence, that's a problem, says Rabbi Ramana. Right. If he wasn't mevarer to the Edim or to her, you know, so that it's legally valid, right, and someone else had to do it, he didn't properly do his job of Ki'ikah. But that's not a problem in the Amira, because Amira is not the issue. Right. The problem is he didn't do due diligence. The Meiri is saying what? In the same sentence, he says, Amira is critical, right? As he said several times before. Amira is ma'akev, right? But the suffix is within ki'ikach, right? Just because Amira is critical, does it get included in ki'ikach? Im rotze lomar nesina l'chuda or nesina va'amira? And I think the lashon of nesina l'chuda works nicely with what we were pointing out in the pasuk, which is ki'ikach is the lashon about nesina, right? When Chazal want to talk about the I would say like the amira, the hafla side, the verbal crystallization, you know, of das, oops, right? They talk about kiddushin, right? Is it the nesina that needs to be done dafka by him ki'ikach, or right? Or maybe everything, maybe the whole, you know, the whole package of Nesina and Amira, right? So he's saying we have a Nesina, we have Amira, right? Are they one thing? Or maybe it seems like they're assuming that they're two things, but can I separate them or not?
Wait, so what is the Amira if it's not part of Yikach?
Meaning in theory, it's still part of Yikach in the Kiddushin sense, right? But when we say ki yikach, and we're medayik from ki yikach ish isha, is that it's his job, he's the one supposed to do the kiddushin. Mm-hmm. Are we being medayik from that also the amira? Or we say no, right? Ki yikach, the nesina part needs to be done by him, but the amira, right, can be done by either of them.
Right. But
it's
the whole act of kiddushin, yeah.
No, go ahead.
The whole act of kiddushin is meant to be coming from him, then why would I even think that it should?
Well, where does it say that you need to do amira?
Right. I guess that was my question then. If it's not.
Right. We've postulated one of the, you know, we kind of left this. This is a big question at the beginning. We never kind of really dealt with it. But where does amira? There's no makor that you need an amira, right? At least, not that I know of, other than this Gemara, you know, kind of, right? The Gemara kind of assumes that Amira is important, not just as a bearer, right? And then kind of leaves you hanging. And some of the Rishonim say, oh, yeah, I mean, it's talking about a bearer and like, or it's talking about a din in Ki'ikach, but there's no Amira. Who said anything about Amira, right? First thing Tosfos Rid said was like, I mean, Amira is important because we need to know what's going on, but we don't need Amira, right? This isn't Nedarim. This isn't Shavuos, where, right, kol yotze mipiv ya'aseh, right, where it's about the fact that you verbally express something. You make a neder, you said it. If you meant what you said, piv libo shavin, then it's mechayev. Then it obligates you to go and do it, right? There's a mitzvah, right? Kechol asher yotze mipiv ya'aseh, right? this is not Nidaran. Where do we get, where is Amira coming in? The other Disha is, no, the Gemara says, right, Amira is critical. So the Miri is saying, but the Gemara also says that Amira is clearly critical, right, but we're Mesupak about it. So I think what we're basically saying is it sounds like it's really Misvara that Chazal understood that Lashon Kiddushin really comes and is connected to Hekdesh, right? And by Hekdesh, what the Amira is critical and Ma'akev, and, you know, also it allows you, Amirasu Legavoa Kimisirasu Lahedya. It's a phrase that means when you say something belongs to Hekdesh, it instantly belongs to Hekdesh, as if you actually did a Ma'aseh Kinyan with a regular person, even though all you did was say it, right? You didn't do anything yet, right? So, you know, Hekdesh, it's like, oh, it's easier, and it's also more powerful. It's also, it's different, because you're not actually transferring its rishos, but once but you say it, it's chal. So Chazal understood that Yishos is also a din of Hekdesh, right? Kiddushin, that's why the Masechta is called Kiddushin. And, you know, in all of Chazal, we always talk about Kiddushin, not Likuchin, right? Why don't we call it Masechta Likuchin? But we don't. Right? Lishna Doraisa and Lishna Darabanan. And it's fascinating, right? That's right. Why do we choose the Lishna Darabanan over the Lishna Doraisa? Why is there even a Lishna Darabanan? Clearly, the Chazal understood that part and parcel of Ishus, at least according to the way the Miri understands it, is this Hekdesh idea, right? Surah Kulamli Kehekdesh is not just, oh, it's Aser, right? It's Kehekdesh. In which case, the Amira concept, the like chalos kedusha, which is really chal by declaration, right? Not by formal legal action, right? Because formal legal actions are good for making, you know, something legally binding, right? But not always as good at, right, expressing some things, you know, like kedusha, right? Chalos kedusha. So Nemiri understands this Gemara, and I guess the felt fact that all the kiddushiness of Maseches Kiddushin, yeah, Amira is really Lashon Hekdesh. It makes this, you know, declaration of sanctity, right, of their marriage, and that in and of itself is in many ways binding. Right? Now, again, it needs to be accompanied by the formal legal Maisa of Kiddushin, right, the Nesina, but it's equally important. Now, once it's equally important, but if they're really kind of two separate mechanisms or two different models, right, then maybe we need both of them. But, right, if she's nechnasa l'toch beso, so then on the nechnasa l'toch beso side, we would need him to do the ma'aseh kiddushin, right? Because ki'ikach. But if in terms of the, you know, right, which is more of like, I would say like the more formal legal perspective, right? But in terms of the kiddusha of marriage, in terms of the relationship between the, you know, sacred relationship between them, the, you know, two people, but like one soul idea of, you know, b'tzelem Elokim bara otam, zachar unikeva bara otam, right? That's the, you know, singular tzelem Elokim, but made b'zachar unikeva. So then, right, then it shouldn't necessarily matter, right, from whose side the verbal declaration is coming from. Maybe. Right? Now, on the one hand, you're right, it's like very tali b'svara. On the other hand, Gufa, I think that's why the Gemara leaves it as a safek, right? According to the Miri. Assuming that the Gemara means it when it says sveikahi, right? It leaves it as a safek because it's really all tali b'svara. Number two is the whole concept of Amira, according to the Miri. On the one hand, it's ma'akev. If you don't do Amira, you're not married, says the Miri. On the other hand, Amira itself is really seems to be totally besvara. There's no real makor for it, other than that the Gemara assumes here that it's important. And the only question is who needs to do it. Right? So the question of like, wait a second, you know, where does he get this from is really good. On the other hand, he's getting it out of this Gemara. And he's just applying it to Kiddushei Shtar, you know, and yeah, he's saying, well, if they're really two things, then maybe, because it's not really part of the Ki'ikach, or not really part of the Nisina, right? Because the Nisina, as the Yarama said, and as the Rajba and the Mordechai said, when it's just about, and Rabbi Avraham and Ahar said, if it's just about the Nisina, so I know what's going on, right? I know from context, you know, what they're doing. No one said, I don't need anyone to say it. I need Beirur. I need to know what's going on. But as long as I can figure that out, you know, on a legally defining way. So the Rashi says, oh, the Edom need to know it, right? Okay, but the Edom need to know it. But it's not a Din and Amira. But once you think there's a Din and Amira, so why is there a Din and Amira? Unless we're really serious about this idea from Hekdesh. And if we're really serious about this idea from Hekdesh, right? So then maybe Lashon Kiddushin and Lashon Hekdesh as opposed to Lashon Kinyin, right, really might operate slightly differently. It's also Ma'akev. You need both of them. But maybe, right? Safek b'chiyikach imrotz lomar nisina l'chuda. The kiyikach needs to be done by him because that's Lashon Kinyin, right? And that operates on one level of law. And or, no, nisina v'amira b'yachad. Right? He needs to do the whole thing because they're tzvei dinim, which are connected to each other. Right? I don't think the Meiri would say, oh, maybe are they tzvei dinim or not tzvei dinim? I think the Meiri is saying, oh, I have two types of tzvei dinim. They're tzvei dinim and tzvei dinim. Presker moment. Right? They're tzvei dinim and tzvei dinim. Right? There's the tzvei dinim, which are the two that are really one. Right? They're the two sides of the of a single coin, but they're two sides. Right? They're tzvei dinim in kiddushin. It's also epes the nesina, but the nesina is also like an amire. You have to like stroke your brisker beer for a moment, right? You have to say it in Yiddish, right? Because on the one hand, it's about giving it, right? On the other hand, it's also about the expression, the lashon hektish, right? But those two are really part of the same of this complicated process called kiddushin. Right, kiddushin is complex. It's multifaceted. Right, if you have a multifaceted object, still one object. Right, just depending how you look. Right, it shines in different ways. It has different facets. So kiddushin has a facet of kicha, of nisina and kinyan. Has a facet of asur lo kuleyama kehektish. Right. So depending on which you know, because you have these two facets, you need to do both. But they're not two separate things. Right. There are two. Pieces of doing maisa, of doing kiddushin, but you're doing one thing, which is kiddushin. Just kiddushin is multifaceted, so it needs nisina and amira. In which case, when we say kiyikach, of course he needs to do both, right? But I can also say that kiddushin is two distinct dinim. There's a din. Why would I do that? By the way, if I'm trying to do something complicated. So sometimes I need to do a complicated thing to do it, right? So like I say, kiddushin is complex. So I need a complex action to do it. Or I can say that kiddushin has different elements in it, right? Maybe marriage is just not, right? It's not just one, you know, very simple, like, oh, you know, what is marriage? If I said like, give me a one sentence definition of marriage, you know?
Joint tax returns in a way, right? We established that before.
Right. You know, there's some things that are just defy, you know, clear definition. Right. So is it, you know, is it a dream within a dream? Is it, you know, is it, right, as like the help that the one should have of the other? Right. It could be that it's both, right, in parallel or in sync or interwoven, right, but it's also both, right? And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it can be one without the other, right? Ideally, it should be both in harmony, right? But these are two separate things. Or you could say marriage is this one super complex, you know, multifaceted, multicolored, you know, entity that's simultaneously a dream within a dream and the help the one should have of the other and the ezer connect, the one that's on the kim, and it's all this one super complex, you know, beautiful, you know, inscrutable chalais, right? How do you create, if it's one, right, very complex chalos, right, that has many facets, but it's one entity, right, which I think, by the way, is what we generally hold about Torah, right, that all of Torah is this one, you know, super multifaceted, complex, you know, chalais, but it's all like one unified structure. Right? Obviously, you can talk about different, like, you know, sections of it. You can't actually separate it. Right? You couldn't have choshen mishpat and be like, okay, we're gonna have choshen mishpat, we're just gonna ignore all the rest, like that stuff doesn't exist. Right? It wouldn't be choshen mishpat anymore if there was no Eben Ezer and Yeradeya, right? And Or HaChaim. I think that's our accepted opinion about Torah, right? So even though it's, you could sort of talk about, okay, there's the Or HaChaim side and the Eben Ezer side, right? And then choshen mishpat side, but fundamentally, they're not different, but like simultaneous and interconnected, right? It's one massive, you know, multifaceted entity. You could say the Ishas is like that. And then, oh, so you need this very complex Kiddushin in order to start it. Or you can really say that no, right? Ishas is between a man and a woman. And that relationship is very complex and it exists on many levels. In which case, right, maybe it actually, because it exists on different levels, maybe those levels are really conceptually, right, somewhat distinct. They're two different dinim. They obviously need each other, right? You can't have one without the other. So it's ma'akev. But they're two things that need to go together as opposed to one complicated thing. And I think that's gufa, the suffix that the, that might, it might be the suffix that the Meiri attributes to the Gemara. Everyone get that? I feel like this would, you know, like on a chart, I would make like one side, like a timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly sort of like, you know, multifaceted thing. And on the other, it would just be like, you know, simple Sveidinim flowchart. Okay. What does the Ravid say? So the Ravid says, Alma, kasavar afilu amira hi b'mashma oski yikach. Right? Ima seifa, taima dinasna, hanasan hu. Right? I think it's a similar approach. Again, it's much more, you know, epigraphic. It's like, okay, it's like, you know, one-liners. But he's saying the Havamina is what? Okay, Amira is part of the Mashmas of Kiyikach. Right? And then it says, oh, Amak Savar Nesina B'lechud Hu B'Mashmas Kiyikach. Now, the thing is, what's different about the Ravid is that the Ravid doesn't, when he says, oh, Alma Kasavar Nesina B'lechud B'mashmas Kiyikach, right, which is very similar to what the Miri is saying, but here he's saying, oh, maybe Lamaskana, Nesina, only Nesina is part of Kiyikach. Now, without the Meiri's first part of his statement, that Amira is definitely fundamental to Kiddushin, I could say that the Ravid thinks that the suffix in the Gemara is whether or not Amira is critical, right? If we go back to the Makor question, maybe the Ravid is saying, well, is Amira part of Kiyikach and therefore part of Kiddushin? Or is Amira not part of Kiyikach and therefore not part of Kiddushin, right? I mean, he could say, well, once we took it out of Kiyikach, maybe it's just we took it out all the way. Right? So he's not as clear cut as the Meiri. So that's why, you know, the Meiri is the one who made me really happy. Okay. Fine. Right. So I know we'll skip the chart because we talked it out. Okay. Okay. So just to quickly do the Ramban. So the Ramban says that Yonasan Hu, Va'amrahi, Sveika Hevi, Mishum Dechi Yahiv Adaita de Tehe Mikudeshus Lo Yahiv. Right? Why is it a suffix? Right? It's because, right, he gave it a manah, all right, with the intent that they should get married, that we know. And even though he didn't explicitly say that, right, she clarified it, what was going on in their heads, right? So it's, again, it's a step back and saying, oh, we need some sort of clarification, right? Maybe he needs to have provided that clarification, right? Maybe he needed to let us know what he was really thinking, right? But it doesn't sound like it's a din and amira, right? The Ritva as well says, and this is interesting though, because it's like almost the same, but he kind of twists it towards like an amira. La mishum debe amrahi midina lahavu kidushin. Dehavada amira shaloba inan. We definitely need his amira. Diksiv kiika resh veloshetil kach ishalesh. He's assuming that her amira would be a problem of kiikach, right? It implies that amira is important. Ela taima de sveika mishum chayshin an afo pisha amrahi. Kima shenasan hu. Shema haya daito binisinaso al stam shala. Uki ilu amarla. Right? It's almost like the Ramban, but here he's saying like, oh, but because she's mevarer, maybe it's like, since he's relying on her amira, it's as if he said it. It's not quite a shtika kehoda argument. It's almost like a shlucho shaladim kimoso argument, right? Hilkach kimosha amres shetehe mikudeshesli afo pi shalo pirish kein. Right? He's saying, look, and it's mishum chumadesh say shech chayshin alam midarbanan. Really, he didn't say anything, so you can't say that there's amira, right? But since it's being somech on her amira, it's almost as if he said something. So midar abanan, since it's seishesish, we're like, we make him give her a get, right? But it's not a saf ino safik gamor she didn't know saying yoser lahatir. Mishum hachi lo tani la behedya besafik mikudeshes, right? So therefore, we say it's like a sveik hu midar abanan. It's not really a safik. Really, there was no amira. Right, so it's like the Ramban said it, but as a Beirur issue of kiyikach. The Ritva is saying like the same sort of thing, like, oh, maybe his being somech on her works, but not because, oh, he needs to do the Beirur because of kiyikach, but because he needs to do Amira, but maybe this is like an Amira, but it's not really. So it's only Midarbanan that we're choshesh. Right, they're all kind of, trying to... And just interesting, like these, like very, each Rishon is kind of trying to come up with a way to like split the atom where you hold whatever it is you hold about Amira, right? Or about Kiyikach, or about Beirur, right? But to find a way, like trying to understand like what it is about her Amira that can integrate with that and make it a suffix. It's very interesting. I mean, if we really had a lot of time, we could really spend a lot of time on like trying to analyzing every nuance. But just very interesting. You see, like, the Ramban is like, okay, it's not an Amira issue. I don't think there's an Amira issue. It makes sense. Also, he's the Rebbe of the Rajba, right? But he's also the Rebbe of the Rajba. So we're not surprised to see him pulling on a Beirur issue because of Kiyikach, right? But his idea is that, oh, maybe the Stam Shalahem, right? The unspoken understanding between them is like sort of like a good enough Beirur. And the Ritva is pulling in the same idea, right? He's the Grand Talmud of the Ramban, right? The Ramban, the Rebbe of the Rajba, who's the Rebbe of the Ritva. So he's pulling in the Ramban's idea of like the Stam Shalahem, the unspoken, understanding between them almost makes what she says like what he's saying, or be Mavar what he says, but the Ramban was using it for Beirur and the Ritva is now using it for Amira. Right? I mean, the Ramban's saying, since there was this like unspoken understanding between them, and now she spoke it, so since there's like an unspoken understanding between them, which she now spoke, it's almost as if he spoke it. While the Ritva, right? So, and then he says, oh, and therefore, it's as if he did the Beirur that he was supposed to do because of Kiyikach. The Ritva does the same thing, but it says it's almost as if he spoke the Amira that he's supposed to do because of Amira. Right? Now, it's very hard to do a good chart on all this because, right, what we just saw is like, how do you break it up, right? Or how do you approach the sugya, right? If you approach it conceptually, you approach it from Amira. What's the key? Is Amira the key? Or is Beirur the key? Or is Amira the key? Or we just need to know what's going on, Beirur, right? That's conceptually, that's the most straightforward way to look at the sugya. That's the key question. That's what we want to know, right? If you're approaching this sugya textually, you would open it up and say, okay, what's the safek? It's a sveikahi. What's the safek? Right? Contextually, that's kind of the most pressing issue. And the Gemara says it's a suffik, and we just don't know what the suffik is. Right? And before we can answer any of the rest of the questions, we need to know what the suffik is. Right? Or, you know, or if we're looking at it from a, right? And then within the, yeah. Then other then, right, if we sort of step outside of Amira, of the Amira question, right, if you have opinions about Amira, so then the whole sugya really revolves around maybe something totally different, right? Do we care how important is Beirur and the idea of Kiyikach? Is when we say Kiyikach, does that mean everything, right? Including tipping the waiters, right? Let's say she pays the like the tip for the waiters, and the waiters wouldn't have come to the wedding, you know, and then there wouldn't have been a wedding. Obviously, that's a little silly. But the point is, like, how important does something need to be in order for it to be part of Kiyikach? Is that the question? Or is our question, how important of a birur does something have to be in order for it to count as birur? Right? Really, of course, we need the birur, but how, you know, maybe, let's say you're talking to someone and they say something and you're quiet, right? Shtika kehoda. Does that work as birur? Does that work as amira? Right? Meaning we can, the key question, right, according to, you know, the Sveikahi, according to the Ramban and the Ritva, is whether or not relying on someone else's statement in a conversation, right, can your partner in conversation speak for you? Which, by the way, in modern times is actually a very pressing issue, right? If you have a discussion with someone and they say something that's like not PC and you don't object, right, so you have guilt by, you know, guilt by conversation, right? Is that true? Are you, you know, are you guilty, right, for the, your, you know, co-conversationist's statements, right? And that's, you know, the answer is that's like a safek, I guess, right? If pirsha hastam shalahem shaman naski nasan, right, is that, does that count as if you said it? Okay, so for the Ramban and the Ritva, the Sveikahi, they're on the same side in terms of the Sveikahi. It's a question about whether or not, right, her expression of their shared unspoken assumption counts as, right, an expression of their shared assumption for both of them, right, as if he even said it or not, right? Even though on the Amira question, right, they conceptually, they're totally on opposite sides, right? So just fascinating, in terms of the reading of the Gemara, right, the, if you, how you split it, how you like, you know, tackle it, right? How do you build your flowchart would be totally different depending whether you want to focus on what the suffix is, what the conceptual status of Amira is, or, you know, what the, or if, let's say we were taking a different tack, let's say we really wanted to know was what is the role of Kiyikach? How essential is it for the, for him to do everything? Right? And then I could say, oh, some people think that it's essential for him to do everything out of self. And some people think, oh, it's only that the Maisa Nesina needs to be done by him, right? And maybe also Amira, if Amira is fundamental, right? And then I could build a whole shiur around the question of, when we say Ki Yikach, how much is that a statement about, oh, it's important that he do everything? Or how much is that a statement about the Maisa Nesina, or the Maisa Kicha needs to be done by him for technical reasons, right? Is there a value in him doing everything? Or not, right?
Yeah, we saw that the Meiri had it gave an opinion, saying that there are some who say that if the woman speaks, it seems at all, or like if there's a conversation, then that's somehow gara on the condition. And I found like that was a really interesting shita. I didn't really understand why would it hurt it? I don't know.
Right. I think we will get a chance to like. So, yeah, right. But if we were to focus the shiur around that, as opposed to, let's say, Amira, right? So Ram and Har, you know, said, oh, as long as he did everything he needed to, you know, that's fine, right? But the sheet in the mirror, he says, no, right? If she, you know, it makes it worse because he's supposed to do everything. And, you know, that's part of Kiyikach. So why would there be a din of kikach? Right? That takes the whole sugya in a totally different direction. And the Rishonim are doing that. Each one sees the sugya, right? It's not just they have different opinions about these issues, but it's the very Gemara is talking about totally different issues according to the different Rishonim. Okay, so we will start off next time also from this chart and just go through a few cool nafkaminas. But I think the most critical thing we've seen, and here we will end off, is one is, you know, how critical is Amira? Why should Amira be critical? Right? And we saw that according to the Meiri, right, Amira is critical because Amira really represents the idea of Hekdesh, right, of this declaration of and concretization, crystallization of their commitment. And like Hekdesh, it creates the Chalos. And then the Meiri is Mesupak about, is that part and parcel of this one multifaceted Maisa Kiddushin, right? There's an Asina side, there's a Lashon Kiddushin, there's a Lashon of Likuchin, right? They're two Lashonos of the same thing. They're different words to describe the same complicated phenomena. Or there's Likuchin and Kiddushin, and you need to do both, but they're really two separate things, right? Is each just is very complex and multifaceted chalos, or is it woven together of these different strands, of these different elements, which really each exist on their own and obviously brought in harmony and ideally meant to be brought in harmony and are right ma'aki of each other in terms of the creation of Ishos, but they're really two separate things, right? Or different things that could each stand on their own, and the Amira and the Nesina, right, can theoretically be split. And so the Meiri says, the Masafik of the Gemara is, of course, Kiyikach, the Maisa Likuchin of, right, Kiyikach Ish Isha and Mariz Mevia Latoch Beso needs to be done by him, because she's Nechnasa Latoch Beso. But maybe the Kiddushin part, the Hekdesh, the Amira, right, maybe that's part of the one unified Maisa Kiddushin, but maybe not. Maybe it's separate. And then maybe, right, she could do that independently. Okay, I'm going to stop here because I don't want to go too far overboard.